Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Gatz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. All sorts of wonderful things that are going on. You heard the, well, is it an apology? Was Andrew Cuomo's statement an apology? See, I didn't hear a lot of, gosh, man, I'm really sorry. God, did I screw up? I heard a lot of, well, if you were offended, you took it the wrong way. I never meant my kiss on your lips to, you know, be offensive in any way. Look, I think he's a buffoon. But the problem is, I also think he's a buffoon who's responsible for the deaths of 8,000 innocent people as a result of his fakakta way of handling the coronavirus. I'll tell you who's been following this and doing an amazing job, and I mean an amazing job, and that's Ari Hoffman over at the Post-Millennial. And I'm so happy to say that Ari, who is the associate editor of the Post-Millennial, is joining us. Ari, thanks so much for being here.
My absolute pleasure. It's a thrill to be part of your New York translator system, because that's where I'm from originally.
Well, all right. So I don't have to have subtitles for the phrase fakakta.
No, not at all. Not okay. Especially not with me.
All right. So, Ari, number one, you're a New Yorker in Seattle. Did you get lost? Were you confused? What happened to you?
My wife's family's fourth generation, so we knew that moving here was going to be in the cards, except when we moved here, it was a really nice place, and then, you know, when we live here now, it's an occupied zone.
Oh, my gosh. Do you feel, honestly now, that there are certain segments, I mean, large segments of the city, that are no-go zones for you, right?
It's a little different. So a lot of the absolute insanity that was going on during the summer, yeah, 100% it was like that. Yeah. A lot of that has been tampered down. Now it's more like, okay, what happened today that's going to tick off the activists? Do I have to avoid a protest on my way home from work? That's more what it's like now. But at the same time, because the homeless problem is so out of control, your no-go zones are places like parks, because there's so many tents everywhere and so many needles and so many people on drugs running around that it's not safe for you to be there. So that's your other problem you have to deal with.
Wow. What a sad commentary. My gosh, to think that this beautiful city, right, what, the Emerald Jewel and all the rest of that is what it is. And wait a minute, didn't you guys also have the, what was it, $15, $20, $100 an hour minimum wage was going to raise all those people out of poverty?
Oh, yeah, it did a really good job making those computers very wealthy that are now operating all the checkout stands at every store in town.
It's incredible. Incredible. All right, look, you are uniquely qualified to talk a little bit about the insanity that we are seeing in New York. And I just want you to weigh in on the conduct of Andrew Cuomo, but also the comments from Andrew Cuomo.
Well, that most recent picture of him holding that girl's face, I mean, I saw some great things on Twitter comparing it to The Dark Knight Rises when the Joker's holding the knife up to that girl's face and saying, "You want to know how I got these scars?" That's what it looks like. It looks like the scene right out of the movie. And today, you're 100% right in your intro when you say it wasn't much of an apology. Let's remember what his apology was. His apology was blaming his father, who was a former governor of New York. who is well-liked and saying, well, my dad used to do that stuff. So that's not an apology, and you're talking about a guy who's dead. I mean, what is he trying to do? Say, hey, remember my dad who you guys all loved? I'm his son, remember? So you should like me again. And also, let's not forget, he said he was going to have a big announcement today. His big announcement was that he is mandating vaccine passports. It had nothing to do with any of this whatsoever. Most of the statements with regard to this were during the Q&A.
Wow. Wow, you're right. He threw his dad Mario right under the bus and then backed it up in case anybody actually missed him throwing him under the bus. And you mentioned the vaccine passports. I got to tell you something. I haven't seen that in any news report anywhere. Do you mind enlightening us a little bit?
Oh, sure. Basically, to go anywhere, you're going to need a vaccine passport in New York. Don't forget that if you land in New York right now, and I did a few weeks ago, I went in for a day trip. But if you land in New York right now, the National Guard is meeting your airplane, and you're going to have to fill out these forms and have this thing on your phone that you can flash in front of them. So this is just the next stage in that. Meanwhile, let's look at states like Texas. Let's look at states like Florida, which are opening up right now. And these guys are putting down even more restrictions. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't these places like New York, Washington, California, sanctuary states? So you can come in if you're not a citizen, but if you are a citizen, we're going to send the National Guard after you to make sure you don't leave your house for 14 days.
Oh, how disturbing is this? Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would live in an America where there was the digital version of show us your papers?
You know, I got to tell you is that it's something, I'm an Orthodox Jew, it's something that we think about all the time and we're always nervous about.
Yep.
And we always say, no, you know what, it'll be fine. We're not going to have the same problems we had in other countries. And now you're starting to see it and it's starting to get kind of scary, which is why you see record numbers of Jews moving to Israel.
Yeah. Well, I listen, I don't blame him. I'd make Aliyah in a minute, I think, if I could. But, you know, my first stop really is the land of my people, which is southern Florida. And I got to get there first. And maybe it's a stop along the way. I don't know.
I think there's more Mets fans there now than in New York. So it might have good luck with that.
It is a disturbing time, though, Ari, that we see this sort of thing. We're going to see these controls on travel within the United States by American citizens. And it's not just the restrictions, it's the attitude. I mean, that's what perhaps bothers me even more than the insane restrictions. It is the idea that these folks look you in the eye and say, yeah, we don't really care what the Constitution says, and we don't care about you. And by the way, move out of the way. There's six illegal aliens who are trying to get by, and you're blocking them.
Exactly. And the ultimate height of hypocrisy is what's going on in D.C. right now. So let me make sure I got this right. They want to take our guns away, but they want to have all these guns there protecting them. They don't want a border wall, but they want to have a wall around the entire city protecting them. The hypocrisy is coming out of their ears and they can't even see it.
I want you to weigh in on one other thing, Ari, and I remind everybody that Ari Hoffman is joining us. He is the associate editor for the Post Millennial, wonderful website. You definitely need to be checking that out on a regular basis. But Cuomo hired Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, is that right?
Yes, it is. And at this point, you know, you wonder how much trouble he's in if he's getting these attorneys, if he knows that there's more coming. And that's something we should all be on the lookout for. How many more stories are out there? Now, there should be a full investigation, 100%, just like Justice Kavanaugh should have had a full investigation as opposed to people just saying, oh, he did it, he did it, he did it. And everybody on our side of the aisle is now saying, oh, he did it. No, there should be a full investigation to see what's going on. But you don't typically hire attorneys if you're not worried.
Yeah. And let's be even more truthful. You don't hire those sorts of big name, big ticket attorneys if you're just thinking, yeah, I stayed too long in the school zone.
Exactly. Also, I don't think they did so well for Weinstein. I mean, it didn't look like it's working out so well for him. So I would probably go after somebody else. Like, I don't know, check out whoever was representing Clinton. That seemed to work out okay.
Absolutely. Hey, Ari, do you mind telling us a little bit more about the Post Millennial? When I told my listeners that you would be joining us and you're the associate editor of the Post Millennial, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I read it every day. And then I've got other folks going, hey, exactly what was that? So do you mind just painting a little picture?
Sure, no problem. Postmillennial covers U.S. and Canada, so it's all of North America. And it's based primarily in Canada, but they do split reporting between both. I handle most of the Seattle and West Coast stuff for them, including the New York stuff, because I'm from New York originally. But it does a lot of great reporting. We go and get stories that nobody else gets. A lot of the reporting that your listeners saw this summer with regards to the autonomous zone, that was all sourced from us, because myself and others from the paper were on the ground, like Andy Ngo, who just wrote the best-selling book Unmasked. That's on the New York Times bestseller list. He's one of the editors at large for the paper. He handles all the craziness down in Portland. So we go into these areas where nobody else really wants to go, and we make sure we get you the news as quick as we can. Plus, we put it in short little bite-sized things so you can digest it while you're sitting in the bathroom or whatever, and it's easy to read.
I do like those little 60, 90-second variations on the theme. Now, how long until Amazon digitally burns Andy Ngo's book, do you think?
Oh, I think it's coming. In fact, I want to know how much my copy of Blazing Saddles is going to be worth next week, because I'm sure that's going to be canceled any minute now. I mean, if you got rid of all the racist stuff in that movie, it'd be 8 minutes long.
I don't know. I went through last night, no word of lie, my wife and I are going through books that my kids had when they were little kids. We're giving them to the neighbors, and I said, under no circumstances are we handing over the Dr. Seuss books. We're holding on to them. It's not quite as good as having a gold bar hidden under the mattress, but I'm thinking at some point it's going to be worth a couple of dollars here or there.
Get that Shakespeare and Huckleberry Finn, too, because I think after those also.
Yeah. All right, I got to ask
you. Ironically, you should probably get Fahrenheit 451. You know, you never know when you might need that one, given what's going on.
Boy, what a good point. All right, Ari, I got to ask you now. This is my million-dollar question, and I want an honest answer. Did you ever think you would live in a day and age where the gender of a plastic potato was being discussed?
You know, I find it ironic they went after Mr. Potato Head, because that's the most gender-neutral toy on the planet. It comes with the parts for him. It comes with the parts for her. You can make it anything you want. I mean, that one's kind of ridiculous that they're going after that stuff. And it just shows that they're after everything. They're about getting rid of American culture. It has nothing to do with what the item is, what the book is, what the movie is, who the actress or actor is. It's about getting rid of American culture, because you haven't seen them canceling Karl Marx. Haven't seen him getting rid of Trotsky, haven't seen him getting rid of any of that kind of stuff, and yet that is being included in the curriculums that BLM and other groups are putting out into the public schools. So the American culture that is being erased is being replaced with something, and if there was any time for people to start pulling their kids out of the public schools, it's now.
ArieHoffman.com is the website. I hope folks will visit that. Postmillennial is where we find most of your writing. And Ari, I'm going to ask a favor, if you don't mind. We'd love to call on you again, get you back in the not-too-distant future, and pick your brain a little bit more about what's going on.
Absolutely. You got my number anytime. Happy to do it.
Thank you so much. That is Ari Hoffman. Ari is in Seattle, Washington. He's the associate editor of The Post Millennial. Now, as he pointed out, most of the reporting, the vast majority of the reporting that went on in Seattle this past summer came from him. So he's got his finger on all of this and a unique insight into what's going on in New York as well. Talk about shameful, shameful, shameful. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.